Good morning, Mr. Clark. Are you looking for my dad?
Becky, I came to talk to you, actually. Do you have a moment?
Yes. Come on in. Can I get you anything?
I won't be here long, but, thank you. Do you love Travis?
You mean, like, really love him?
Yeah.
I love him to my best understanding of love.
Look, I know this is a corny saying, but love is passion, obsession, someone you can't live without. You need to find someone who can love like crazy and who will love you the same way back.
How will I know if Travis is that?
Listen to your heart, because truth is, there's no sense in living your life without this. To take this journey and not fall deeply in love, it's like not living at all. But you have to try. If you don't try, you haven't lived.
I have listened to my heart, and I do try.
Who knows? Maybe lightning has already struck. Now, what did Travis tell you about yesterday?
That Mrs. Clark passed away yesterday while giving birth to his brother.
That's all? Nothing else?
Not that I can remember. Was there supposed to be something else?
How did he, seem to take it?
Isn't this something that you should talk with him about?
Men won't talk about their feelings. They will keep it bottled up until they explode.
Travis is different. He tells me everything.
Look, I know you guys talk a lot. But does he ever talk about what needs to be said? You have to listen to what he doesn't say.
I don't understand. How do I know what needs to be said?
Look, Travis is a nice guy without a doubt. But I'm worried that he holds things inside. Did you know that when he was young, he almost died?
What? He never told me that.
And he won't. Don't bother bringing it up either. You won't talk about it.
Why are you telling me this?
Travis won't talk about pain. He won't tell you that he's hurting. I tell you this because he loves you. And I know you love him. You have to do whatever you can to help him. Because I can't.
Mr. Clark, what should I do?
Accept him. Be there for him. When he breaks, make sure you can put him back together.
How do I do that?
I don't know.
Have you seen him today?
No, I wanted to talk to you first. And, thank you for, being there for him yesterday.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm on my way home. Remember, Becky, just be there for him.
I will do my best.
Oh, and, Becky?
Yes, Mr. Clark?
Don't tell him I was here.
Yes, Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark? I'm sorry for your loss.
Good morning, everyone. It's me, your favorite radio host on a radio station that's so cheap it can't even afford a call sign. A radio station that is so cheap that it can't even...
Just read the news, please.
Fine. Today in the news, a truck carrying monkeys overturned on a highway and some monkeys escaped. Authorities tracked the escaped monkeys to a typewriter store where they were typing out Shakespeare plays. Wow, those must be some smart monkeys. They were able to find a typewriter store? I didn't know those still existed. Police find a headless person in a topless bar. Local senior center holding an old bag sale. Scientists claim that most earthquake damage is caused by shaking. You happy now?
Was that so hard?
No, I'm just bored doing this. I mean, can't we change things up? Why don't we switch jobs today?
You don't know what I'd do.
Well, you sit there and do nothing.
I'd do more than that.
Yeah? Name one thing. I thought so.
Whatever. On with the show. So today's guest is still the lovely Mrs. Clark. In yesterday's show, we learned that...
Oh, just stop already. I'll do it. Sorry, Becky. We get bored here sometimes. Why don't you just start talking and I'll jump in where needed.
This is the weirdest radio station out there.
But we're out there.
I guess. Okay, well, I guess I can start by telling this story. Kelly was around 5, and it was Christmas morning. And I'm awoken by Kelly jumping into my bed.
Mommy, Mommy, it's Christmas! Come on!
Wait up!
Okay, let me get some coffee.
Mommy, come on!
Hold on, honey.
Were you good this year? Are you sure that you could open the presents?
Mommy, I was good.
I know you were. Okay, go ahead.
Which one can I open?
I think all of them are yours. Make sure, though. Read the names.
This one's mine. Ooh. Look, Mommy, a doll.
Keep going, honey.
Okay. Here's another one. Look, Mom, it's a book! It has a cow jumping over the moon on the cover.
Hold on, honey. Let me check the door. I don't know who would be knocking this early on Christmas morning.
Merry Christmas!
I bet you've been wondering where I've been. Sorry, I got held up rescuing damsels in distress, slaying dragons, freeing captured unicorns, and then, of course, I got turned into a frog there for a bit. But I'm home, honey.
Travis? You're here.
I'm not missing Christmas with my family.
Kelly, your dad is here.
Daddy!
Merry Christmas, honey. I ran into Santa and he gave me some more presents he forgot to give you.
I got more presents?
Only for good girls. Have you been a good girl?
I've been really, really good.
Is that true, Mom?
She has been really good.
I don't know.
I've been good, Daddy. I've really been good.
I know that you have. I'll put him by the tree.
How did you get back so fast? I didn't think you would be home.
I've been flying and running the past day. I wanted to be home for this.
Thank you, honey. Let me get you a cup of coffee.
Thank you. I'm going to put my stuff in the bedroom and I'll be back out.
Hurry up, Daddy. Come on. Hurry up.
You go ahead. I'll be out in a moment.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay. Aw, this was just underwear.
Go ahead and open another one.
Mommy, this one has your name on it.
Really? Who does it say it's from?
It says it's from Santa.
Go ahead and open it, Mom.
Travis, I thought we...
Just open it up.
Oh, how did... Travis.
It's not from me. Remember, it's from Santa.
What is it, Mommy?
It's a bracelet. A really nice bracelet.
Put it on. I'll help you.
You shouldn't have.
I needed to. There you go. Let me see.
Well, how do I look?
You look beautiful.
I was talking about the bracelet.
You didn't need the bracelet to look beautiful. But now you have something to match your necklace.
Mom, it looks really nice on you.
Travis, but how did you get this?
I can't tell you all my secrets. Come on, Kelly, what else did you get?
I want to open this big one that Santa gave to Dad.
Go ahead.
It's a dollhouse!
Travis?
It's okay. I figured that Santa thought you needed a place for your dolls to play and sleep and talk to one another.
Kelly continued to open up present after present. Some clothes, more books, more dolls, doll accessories, furniture for her dollhouse. Then Kelly gave her dad a present.
Here, Dad, this one's for you.
For me? Who's it from?
It's from me.
I had no idea what it was, and I knew that Travis didn't either. But I also knew that Travis didn't care what it was. He was going to cherish it.
Open it up, Daddy.
Okay, okay. Did you make this?
Yes, I did.
I love it. Thank you, Kelly. Look, Mom, I got a heart with Kelly's name on it.
It's for you when you go away. That way you know that I love you.
Kelly, I love you too. I will carry this always.
I was shocked. Kids never cease to amaze me. But what happened next just floored me.
Mommy, here's a present for you too.
Oh, Kelly, it's from you.
Open it.
Okay. Oh, Kelly, it's amazing. I love it. I love you.
What is it?
It's a house with all of us outside it. But who's the fourth person?
That's my younger brother.
Kelly, you don't have a younger brother.
I know, but I want one.
You want a younger brother?
I don't want you to be alone when I go to school.
Oh, Kelly. I love you. Let's go tackle Dad.
Okay, on three. One,
two, three, attack! Ah! That was one of the best early Christmases we had. Travis did so much to make sure he was home on Christmas. I started cleaning up, and Callie sat in Travis's lap and was reading to him how the cow jumped over the moon. Travis was tired, and I could tell he was in some type of pain. I saw it, but he never complained and really enjoyed being with his family. Later that night, he gave me another present, one that I had to wait for. He gave Kelly a brother. As the years went on, he started missing Christmas, but he never stopped with the presents. He would get a hold of soldiers on the base, and we would come home one day, and there would be lots of presents under the tree. I never knew how he did it, or how they got inside, but he always made sure that we had presents. Except one year, it all stopped. No more presents came.
Becky, why don't we end it here today? Let's remember the good, shall we?
I'm sorry. You're right.
Can you come back tomorrow? Maybe you can continue your story when Travis came back for Christmas.
Okay. I'll try to tell that story. It has a sad ending, though.
I think we might be at a point where most of the stories are going to be sad. Remember, people, cherish your loved ones. Cherish every relationship in your life. The moments that you have shared with someone are truly precious. Nothing in life will matter to you as much as that someone. You will keep missing that someone who meant so much to you, and one day, you'll look back at the memories that will tug at your heartstrings. There are certain things in life that cannot be fixed if broken, no matter how much time you give it. Tune in tomorrow, everyone. Thank you. And yes, I don't care who's next.
Christmas has died.